Welcome to the Mother Days. I'm Teresa Palmer.
And I'm Sarah Wright Olson. Hi, daisies. Welcome.
Hi. Guys, you asked and we answered. You have been slipping into the DMs about our incredible guest today, Emily the Medium. And she is here. We have her on the show. And what she does is absolutely incredible. Sarah is going to give us a full intro into this magnificent woman that we are looking at right now. Do you know how much cashback you're leaving on the table settling for the wrong credit card? Imagine earning up to 5% cashback on your groceries for the next 30 years. Think of all that cashback on those overpriced kombuchas. NerdWallet helps everyone make smarter financial decisions today that future you will thank you for. With NerdWallet, you won't regret missing out on rewards. NerdWallet lets you compare smart cashback credit cards side by side to make the most of your everyday spending. So what could future you do with more cashback? Splurge on some fancy champagne with the gals, or order fine dining to the house and watch a good true crime doco. Whatever it is, make it happen with a smarter cashback credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet. Finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Emily, thank you so much for being on the show. I was telling you earlier that we've had so many daisies write us and say, oh my gosh, you should interview Emily the Medium. And wow. If you guys don't know Emily, she is a spirit baby medium. She believes that everybody has this intuitiveness in them to be able to connect. You can connect with other souls. And I really love that because it also just feels like every little thing that you're like, was that a coincidence? Did I just get a sign? I'm not really sure. That you just validate that so beautifully in your work. And as you're going through any sort of process, especially in fertility and pregnancy, like having that connection to the other side is really beautiful. And so Emily has these amazing super conscious conception events. You guys can sign up for them. We'll give you all the details and stuff like that at the end of the show. But Emily, welcome. We're so happy to have you.
Thank you so much. Thank both of you. I'm so happy to be here. And it's so amazing. So many people have put my name forward without me even knowing. I mean, that's incredible. And I love to talk about all things spirit babies. So I'm really excited.
Oh my gosh.
That's the best. I mean, I could just talk about it. Like sometimes I go on these interviews and it's just like, oh my gosh, 2.5 hours went by and where is the time run? And I'm like, I need water and I need to go to the bathroom. But I'm so happy to be here. So thank you both. I'm so happy.
Well, that's amazing. Well, I'll tell you guys, we actually were supposed to record with Emily back in November. And the day that we were about to record with her was like day two of me having a pregnancy loss. And so did not feel like the right timing. Teresa like shut it down right away.
Without even telling Sarah.
So without even telling me. She was just like we're not, this is not going to happen. So we're just so excited to have you now and to start off 2024 this way. We've had multiple people reach out talking about taking your class, your conception events, and just how it's given them this whole other outlook on everything when it comes to fertility and just their journey. And so we're really excited for you to share that with our daisies today. Yeah. And Teresa, do you want to like kick us off?
Yeah. Well, we had a little idea that if Emily felt comfortable, she could do a little reading for myself and Sarah. And then we're going to really get into the work and how it's a niche. And I think later, I really want to ask you about sort of pregnancy loss and conception and all those things, because I know people are dying to hear. Yes, so absolutely. I don't know how this works. I'm really interested. You just kick us off in the way you want.
Okay. Amazing. Amazing. So what I'll say just before I go in, I'll probably tune in. For me, like the way that my channel works is that my like speaking interview brainwave is very different from my like tuning in like psychic brainwave. So I just take a second at the beginning to just kind of tune in and feel out the energy we're working with and this sort of thing. But what I'll probably do is kind of tune in and I'll just let the energy sort of direct where I'm going to go first. Or I might read both of you at the same time. I don't know. We'll see. But I'll kind of just let them take me where I want to go. And then, you know, as I'm working with the energies, usually I'll have a pretty good idea of like how many I'm working with and where they're at. You know, I might be able to tell like, okay, well, I am able to tell if there's an energy connected to a pregnancy loss and, you know, just like the whole life cycle of the soul and where they're at now, where they're planning to be, what that looks like moving forward. So, and I always just say that each energy has such a unique way of communicating, like each soul energy, just like us, you know, they're such unique communicators. And so I might get one energy that's very visual and very like showing me lots of images and things like this. And other energies are more like, you know, feelers. They're more kind of giving me emotion or this sort of thing. So we'll just kind of see where we go. I'll tune in and sort of just open up to the energies that are present for each of you or both of you, and then start talking once I have an idea of kind of where they want me to go, what they want me to say, and we'll go from there. Okay.
Take your time. Okay.
Just give me one moment here. Okay. So first thing that I want to say is that, okay, actually, this is really cool. The first thing that I want to say before we even get into like each of your personal spirit babies is that you're like with this platform, with this podcast, what they're showing me is that you're actually reaching through without, whether or not you're trying to or not, I feel that you both are actually advocating for, like this mother baby connection, this like mother baby connection, I think both physically, but that you're also doing that spiritually as well. And what they're showing me is there's this kind of like big grouping of like this pod of all these souls who are, like they're, you're almost, it's really cool. It's almost like you're supporting their moms to feel the support of your community so that they can kind of feel like they're coming in and they're landing in this, in this time and space where their moms have access to a community like the ones that you both, that like the one you both have created. So I feel like there's like your personal energies that are present, which we'll talk about in a moment, but there's kind of this greater collective field of energies that are connected to both of you and that are connected to your listeners and to your audience. So it's kind of like I'm feeling for both of you, but I'm also feeling like the spirit babies of the whole collective of your audience where it's actually listening to this podcast, which is really cool. So I'm just wanting to say that like, yeah, it's really beautiful. I'm just wanting to say that, you know, for people who are listening, who are interested in these topics and are interested in spirit babies, or maybe they're trying to conceive as well, I feel like they're able to come to this space with both of you and what you're offering. Just this like deep connection. That's really what it feels like. It feels like deep connection, the connection that's present between both of you, but then also the connection that you inspire in other people with themselves, but then also with these kind of higher aspects. And I feel like both of you, even just through like what I'm hearing is through sharing your experiences just as they are without censoring them or changing them or filtering them, as you're sharing your experiences, that you're helping other people kind of discover the deeper meanings of their experiences as well, which is just kind of creating this like ripple effect of awakening and depth and community and kinship and friendship. So I just think this field of babies who are just appreciating so much what both of you are doing here. Like it's really, I think what I'm hearing is like, it's actually, I think, bigger maybe than you both even like can conceptualize what you're doing here and what you're creating and the change that you're creating. And I actually really feel like I know we're kind of going in a different direction. We're going to come back, but I actually feel like your podcast, this podcast is, and I feel this with every creative entity, creation, book, podcast, whatever it is. But I feel like for yours, especially, like it really is this like divine mother energy that is working through both of you. But then you're also contributing to that kind of energy field of that mother energy, this kind of like mother field. And it's just really beautiful what you both are creating. And so I just feel this like gratitude and this gratitude, thanking both of you for being so open to the movements of this, the energy field of your community and your podcast. And, just that I think you both stay really open to what wants to come through each of you, even if that's just in a conversation, like it is, but it's more than that. That's kind of what I'm hearing like it's a conversation where we just like, oh, it's just like, we're just talking, we're friends, you know, we're just having this conversation, but it's bigger than that. They're saying you're creating more change than even you both realize. So, just this kind of a universal acknowledgement of what you're doing and how incredible it is, what both of you are doing and how much change it's creating for mothers, for their children, for what I like the mother baby connection, both when that's still non-physical and when mothers are here with their children. It's just like, there's just this deep acknowledgement of both of you in that process.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
That's way more than I thought we were getting today.
Really nice way to kick that off.
Oh, I'm fully crying because I'm just is so, so beautiful. Jeez, thank you. And so validating too.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. I mean, it's so cool because when I tune into these things, it's like, I start talking about something and it's just like, oh, I'll just say a few things on this. And then they're just like, no, you have to say this and you have to say this and you have to make sure they know how important this is. And you have to make sure they know how important they each are and all of the change they're creating. And I'm sure, I know as your listeners are listening to this, they'll be like, yes, yes, yes. Like we feel this as we're listening. Right. So that's the first thing I want to say. And then moving forward from that, as I'm connecting just kind of to both of you personally and each of your personal fields, the other thing that I was feeling is that, you both, I'm sure you know this. I mean, I'm sure you know this, but you both as friends have this deep, really deep soul connection. And there's no coincidence that you both are here doing the work that you're doing, walking in this life alongside each other. Like that is absolutely no coincidence. But the interesting thing that they're showing me is that both of your children, and I don't know where you met each other on your journey, you know, in having children, but what I hear is that your children that are here now with each of you physically already kind of like were friends with each other, knew each other, like knew who their moms were going to be and like knew who their moms were going to be and knew that what your mission was together. And so I just feel like your lives and your children and their connection, I don't know if your children are even friends, but like it's there, that connection's there. I just saw them like braided into your connection. And what I feel also that there are children that are, you know, in spirit as well for both of you. And you know, what I want to say is that the energies that we have around us, we have free will. And so we decide like, is this an energy that I'm choosing to bring forward onto the earth plane? And, you know, we have that ability to decide. And of course, sometimes people, you know, have like surprise pregnancies and they're like, wow, how did this happen? And this sort of thing. But for the most part, we have this free will, right? Where we're open to this, we're calling this in. We're trying, or as I like to say, we're creating an opening for a baby. Like that's my language. That's the language I love to use. It's like, how can we create an opening in our lives to welcome this soul and to welcome this baby in? And then I find that that actually just feels more empowering to the body anyway. Instead of trying for something, it's more like I'm creating this opening for this child to come into our world and to come into our family. I digress. But what I want to say is that the energies that are present for each of you spirit wise are like braided in with each other as well. Like they're aware of each other, which is really cool. So there's this connection between them already. And Teresa, I want to start with you because I feel like, I don't know if it feels more like when I was talking about the free will conversation, I don't know if this is more present for you because I kind of feel like I do feel this other energy. And I feel like this energy has like, whether you recognize this or not, but I feel like this energy has kind of been like tapping on your shoulder, like, hey, you know, I'm here. Like, do you want to do this thing together with me? And I don't know, maybe it, for you, it's been kind of like, do I? Like, is this something that I am open to? Is this something that I'm wanting to do?
Oh my God.
And this energy is in acknowledgement of this. And it feels really playful to me. Like, that's what I want to say. It feels really playful. It feels really like, you don't necessarily have to make like a decision of kind of like, okay, I'm for sure going this way or I'm not going this way. I think there, this energy is kind of saying like, let's stay in this sort of like playful space where we're considering the possibility. We're not totally shut down to the possibility. We're just sort of in this really happy, beautiful medium space where it's which way is this going to go? So I feel like this energy to me feels like very much like they would love to join your family should they be given the chance. But ultimately, I actually feel what I'm hearing them say is that, oh, this is kind of interesting. Like, I feel that the tapping on your shoulder energy, I feel them like trying to get your attention. But then I also feel like the timing is also just not quite there yet. Like, it's just sort of like, we're just going to get through this period. I keep hearing them say like, we're going to get through this period of time. Wow. And then we'll kind of like reconnect almost. Like, let's come back. Let's reconnect after this period of time. Let's come back together kind of thing.
Oh my God.
So I just feel like, and that could be like 6 months from now, that could be 3 months from now, it could be a year from now. But just so you know, like, this energy is going to stick around until they know which direction you want to go. And just knowing that there's no right or wrong decision either. Like, you can't make a wrong decision here.
Well,
and
I'm definitely having this baby.
For sure.
My whole conversation has been timing. It's like, do I do it now? Do I do it in 6 months? Okay. Do I do it in 3 months? Do you know?
Yes.
And the timing that you just said, like the 3 months, 6 months, I was like, oh my God, I was thinking exactly that.
Yeah. Okay. Amazing. Oh, so beautiful. So you already know about this. And I think it's just like, one of the things that I say is when our readiness aligns with their cosmic timing, and where it's like our readiness aligns with their cosmic timing. And to me, it feels like this soul actually feels very ready. And that's why they're kind of giving you this like, hey, you know, poke kind of energy. And I think just like when you have the moment where you can really decide, like you can really decide and sort of say, I feel like the readiness is already there from a cosmic point of view. And I think you can just sort of say when you're ready, okay, let's do this thing, you know, like let's open up to this.
And does that soul baby want to bring a little friend in with it at the same time? Because I would be very open to that.
Okay, amazing. Well, honestly,
Would you let them know?
Yes, I will. Absolutely. I see only one individual soul right now, but that doesn't mean that another one can jump in and join the party. One of the things that I say about twins is that, or, you know, potentially having twins or multiples or this sort of thing is that it's usually, you know, an energy who's like very committed to an experience and wants to, exactly like you said, bring in a friend, bring in a supporter, bring in somebody who they're choosing to kind of do their life with. There's also this other way that twins come in where one energy is like definitely coming in and the other one's kind of like, I don't know, like maybe I will, maybe I won't, you know? So that could be also what's happening where at the moment of conception, they'll kind of make a decision, which again, sometimes actually come down to that where they're sort of like, all right, are we going to do this twin thing? You know, and another soul can kind of jump in at the last minute. So anyway, definitely just, I feel that that is going to, like, you'll know that that's what I want to say. You'll know.
Amazing.
And just knowing that like everything, what I want to say, last thing I'll say is that I'm just knowing that everything that you've been feeling like that desire or that just wondering or that questioning or just like, yes, okay, I feel like I want this, or I feel like this is coming into my awareness again and again and again, that's all like completely real. Just, they're just like, yeah, that's me. I'm the one doing that. So just knowing that through your process and just like lots of, and again, just, I feel there's a real playful energy from the soul. It feels very much like, like, let's have some fun. Like, let's create some magic, you know? So yeah. That's what I want to say. For you. Any questions?
Not really. I mean, it's pretty crazy. I loved watching Sarah's face as you were
saying. I'm dying because
I've had all these
so many conversations with her about this. Like, everything that you were saying is exactly verbatim what has been happening in her mind. And
wow.
It's like one day she's like, no, I'm this. And another day it's like, I just have this feeling. And it's like, you know, it's just like a back and forth of like.
I've been ping-ponging like, oh, I'm going to do it now. I've just decided I'm doing it now. Yes. And then the next time I'm like, no, I just, you know, I think I'm going to wait like just a few months. I'm just going to get another job and then do it.
Yeah.
But I really
why is this so strange? But I really want 6 children. I really want to birth 6 children and have 6 babies. So then I was like, okay, well, if I just have twins, that would be amazing because then maybe I'd be done. I've got my name, my girl name, my boy name. I was like, oh, boy, girl, twins. And my nana had so many kids. So I was like, I'd love, so if I'm going to have one more, I'd love to have like two more. so right. All the conversations I've been having.
Yes. And how many children do you have now? I actually don't even know.
I have four.
That's funny because it's already like, I was like, for some reason, when I was tuning into this, I was like, oh, it'll already be going 5 to 6. So maybe that is that, maybe that I was, for whatever reason, I had that in my head, I had the number 5 and I was thinking like 5 to 6. Oh, so maybe that is twins. Maybe.
Isaac as well.
She has a stepson.
Yes. I also have a stepson, which I didn't birth. I didn't birth him.
Got you.
But yeah, so okay. I don't know what that is, but so wow. Fun.
Well, what I'll say for twins is if that's something that you're, you know, because we can have that intention, like we can open that up for them. Yes. And so what I'll say is that what I'll sometimes say to people is you can say to that soul, you know, just in a quiet moment when you're meditating or before sleep or just in a time where you feel really prayerful and receptive and all these things, is you can just sort of say, like, if it would serve you to come and have a twin experience, I'm open to that. Our family is open to that. My arms are open. My heart is open to that. And if that is something you're looking to explore, we're all interested and excited for you to explore that. And that's one way to just kind of, set the intention for them and let them know, like, that's something that we're open to if that is what you want to do. So
we have our twin names and like the kids just talk to the twins already. They're like, hey, you guys, like, come in now. And they talk about how like Forrest is like, I'll hold this one and Bodhi, you'll hold that one. And so like we've been talking as though it's happening.
Oh my gosh, I'm not pregnant. Yeah, you're calling it in, right? You're calling it in.
We're calling
it in. Opening for them. You're creating that opening for them. So that's beautiful. Amazing.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. So as your kids get older, some things about parenting gets easier, right? So we're not up in the middle of the night a million times, potentially, and they can start cleaning up after themselves. They can do some vacuuming and they can help out around the house. Okay, so then other things don't, like having conversations about money. Well, the fact is kids won't really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it. And that is where Greenlight can help.
With the Greenlight app, kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely thanks to games that teach money skills in a fun, accessible way. The Greenlight app also includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or reoccurring chores customized to your family's needs, and then you reward kids with an allowance for a job well done. I was thinking about this and I was like, oh, I remember being a child and my chore was I had to unload the dishwasher every day. Did I get pocket money, Sarah? No, I did not. Things are different these days. And millions of people and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It is the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate life together.
I feel like that knowledge is so empowering, and being able to give them this access is just going to make them feel so good when they go to purchase something or donate to a charity or whatever it is. So sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/motherdays. That's greenlight.com/motherdays to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/motherdays.
Do you know how much cashback you're leaving on the table settling for the wrong credit card? Imagine earning up to 5% cashback on your groceries for the next 30 years. Think of all that cashback on those overpriced kombuchas. NerdWallet helps everyone make smarter financial decisions today that future you will thank you for. With NerdWallet, you won't regret missing out on rewards. NerdWallet lets you compare smart cashback credit cards side by side to make the most of your everyday spending. So what could future you do with more cashback? splurge on some fancy champagne with the gals or order fine dining to the house and watch a good true crime doco. Whatever it is, make it happen with a Smarter Cashback credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet. Finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Okay, and for you, Sarah, I'm just going to quickly switch gears here. You both are really cool. It's like your fields are and your energies of your children are really blended in together and kind of braided in with each other. But let me just switch gears here. And Sarah, do you have three children here with you?
Mm-hmm.
Three? Yes, three. Okay.
I do.
And have you had, I know you just had your pregnancy loss, but have you also had a miscarriage before
yes.
this? That okay.
Yeah.
So two miscarriages?
Yep.
Okay. Because I'm feeling the soul that was connected to this most recent pregnancy. And then I'm also feeling an energy connected to a previous pregnancy. And they do feel different. They do feel like two individual energies to me anyway. What was the period of time in between losses? Is it about 2 years?
Yeah. So I had a pregnancy loss right before I had my daughter, Winter. So right before I got pregnant with her.
Yeah.
And to me, it did not feel like the same soul that had come in. So it felt like she came in that had been a different soul.
Yes.
And so then she's three now. And then I had my other pregnancy loss like right after she turned three. So back in like November.
Okay. Yes. Interesting. They're sort of like their energies are sort of like your daughter and this other soul are kind of doing this. They're kind of doing this little dance thing is what it feels like. Like there's a connection actually between her. She's your youngest, your daughter?
She is. And she's really tuned in.
Yeah.
She's like really connected and she talks to someone all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
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 I would say she sometimes tells me it's like a girl, but then she's like, it's a boy. Like she has a name for this. I feel like it's a boy, but she like has a name for him and talks to him on her own and has ever since the moment she was able to say her first words.
Wow.
And she has a name for him. Hubba is what she calls him.
Hubba.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, so cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there, and this is a thing I'll often see that usually the youngest siblings, like youngest siblings will kind of be the, or the most recent, you know, youngest, most recent energy to join our family. If there is like kind of more family expansion, there's another soul who wants to join. They're already aware of that. Like usually most of the time, the energies of siblings are all together in the same space before they join a family. And of course they're joining at different times, right? They're kind of pinging in at their time, but they're all usually together before they come. And so our children, like siblings, have a really good understanding usually of other energies who are meant to join the family. And so they'll talk about them. They'll be like, I've got a brother, like he's should be on his way soon, you know? Like
yeah, they she tells
oh
me that.
Oh my gosh.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she knows, like she knows kind of the time, the order, the whole process. I actually feel that she actually feels to me like this is sort of an interesting word that they're having me use, but I almost feel like she feels like this responsibility to help him get here and to kind of help him come in. And then also like to support him through his, I also feel it's a boy, or masculine. What I will say is like masculine leaning energy, like a soul energy that's more kind of masculine leaning, that can sometimes show up in different bodies, but for right now we'll say masculine. She feels like she's also here to kind of like to help bring him here, but then also to support him when he gets here as well. I see her like really wanting to be a part of baby and involved and just very connected to this child. So what I want to say from him is that he, hold on. I just want to focus on his energy here. What he's saying, what I just heard him say is like, we've been trying to come together for a while. We've been trying to come together for a while. And so I almost feel like there's this Yeah, again, I mean, just like I was saying earlier about the readiness and the cosmic timing. And I think that he's been sort of like waiting for this window where it's sort of like, okay, perfect for Sarah, perfect for me, perfect for, you know, for me to land here at this time. And so, but what I feel is that it's like, it's already moved from the point of sort of like, okay, we're trying to do this. Again, that kind of word trying, where it's sort of almost like, okay, this is happening. It's happening now. And even if we're not experiencing that in our physical experience, like, okay, but it's not happening technically now. Like, I'm not experiencing it now. In his words, in his world, it's already like, this is happening. This is already on its way. I'm feeling is like, he's already on his way to you. I believe that like he had this experience with you already. My belief, I'm curious what you feel, but my belief is that your pregnancy loss was him trying to make his way here. I'm curious what you think or how you experienced it.
I'm going to totally cry saying this. I named him before and I do feel very connected. Like it's the same soul. I do feel like it's the same soul that's coming in again. And he's giving me whoever it is, but giving me signs. There's like signs that are coming up. And I felt this sign the other day. And then all of a sudden it was like, there's these things that are being placed in my path. I have this thing that everybody on the podcast knows about with the red string. But then once that, like, there's a red string that like showed up like the day I started ovulating, like a red string was there. And then like 2 days later, there it is again. And it was like, I walked into a fitting room and it was sitting right on the bench, just this little small red thread. And I was like, oh my God, again, like, and it's just like, I just keep getting these things where I'm like, okay, I hear you. And I'm ready too. Like, you're right. I feel like it's the same soul that came in before. Mm-hmm, that was, it wasn't the right body.
Yep.
And this baby's coming in again.
Exactly. Completely. And he just keeps saying like, I'm already on my way. That's what he keeps saying.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Sarah.
I feel
she pregnant right in this moment. Oh my God. I mean,
all the revelations of like, you know, it's interesting. Like last month, and I'm just going to say this because you guys have been on this journey with me, but like last month during ovulation period, I was checking my like ovulation and it was kind of the first month that I could sort of start trying. But then there were all these obstacles that came up in the way. And what's interesting is that every month forever, I know exactly when I'm ovulating. I can feel it in my body. I can feel it. And last month, I didn't feel anything. And I was like, I'm not getting any sort of like hormonal feelings. And I didn't have ovulation pain like I normally do. And I was like, this doesn't feel right. Like it doesn't feel like it's happening right now. But then there were also just like physical obstacles in the way. You know, my son had food poisoning. There's just like a lot of things that came up where I was like, wow, there's like so many things happening. And then my body, for the first time in my life, I didn't feel myself ovulate. Wow. And then someone wrote me yesterday from the Mother Days and said something about an ovulation, like when your body doesn't drop, when you don't.
Yeah.
And I had never heard of that specific word. Like I knew that that happened, but I hadn't heard the word before. And so I was like, oh my God, I wonder if that's what happened last month. I wonder if I didn't actually drop the egg. Like the surge was there, but maybe it didn't happen.
Yep.
And I don't know, just the whole thing was just like fascinating, but I just kept feeling the energy of the baby being like, I'm coming, I'm coming. I just kept feeling that.
Yes.
But I don't know. It's just
take time.
Crazy.
Yeah, he is. He's very much on the way and feels very like the other thing that I wanted to say is that he and your like, and this is the thing. I mean, each individual like soul connection between mother, child, family, siblings is so unique. Like it's got this, I really think of it as like, each connection has its own history, right? And we've got this soul history and where have we been together as souls, you know, with our children, with our friends, with our partners and whoever. Each kind of soul connection, each has its own flavor, right? And I feel that with this energy, with this boy energy, this masculine energy, I feel that there's this really like real depth of connection. There's this like a really, really deep connection. I almost feel like I keep hearing like the word sage, like wise sage, like very wise, very kind of like Buddha energy. He's bringing in like deep, I'm hearing him saying like he's bringing in deep spiritual teachings, I think not only onto the planet, but also into your family. And, you know, sometimes I'll see that where the process towards bringing one of these souls in, it takes finessing of the energy and the energy working together. And so I feel he's just saying like our journey, he's actually saying something interesting. He's saying like our journey together has been, he considers it to be like, he's learned a lot through the experience, through just even like the last few months or even the last few years. I don't even know how long he's been like really close to you. I would say at least a year, but maybe more specifically in the last 6 months. But he's saying like our experience has been so beautiful. And he's saying that he's really glad that you've shared about it, that you have let people in on his experience, because then it will then kind of allow him when he gets here to feel really comfortable, confident sharing his story, his gifts, his experience as he like grows into the person that he's meant to be. So,
Sarah.
Yeah, it's like he's very deep, like very deep little Buddha baby bringing in just so much peace.
And now I'm like, oh, should Sage be a middle name? If my son Forrest is Forrest Sage, and I'm like, Sage.
It came into my brain the other day. It's funny because I saw this name Journey and I was like, oh, that's a cool name. And then I was laying in bed and I was like, Sage is a cool name too. And like, I was just in this like dreamy state, but that's so
funny. It is literally the best middle name, Forest so Sage. Good. And I know the name that this baby's called. And I was like, that would be the most amazing. And then that would be like the children braided together because they share a middle name.
Right.
I wanted to tell you one more thing, because you mentioned the connection between winter and this soul.
Yeah.
And the morning, which I think I said this on the podcast before, but the morning that I actually peed on the stick that I found out I was pregnant, it was just me that knew. I walked into the kitchen and my daughter, Winter, looked at me and she was like, oh my gosh, your baby is so cute in there. And I was like, what? And she goes, it's time, Mom. It's time for you to be pregnant. And I was like, and she's three. She said those exact words.
Wow.
And then she was like, you're pregnant. And then my daughter Esme walked in and she was like, oh my God, look at your belly. And she goes, are you pregnant? And then my son was like, wait, Mom, are you pregnant? And I was like, I had literally peed on it 3 minutes before and gotten a positive. And I was like, how did they all know? Like right then, you know? And like, I didn't say anything, but I was just looking at Winter with like, because she was sure. Like she was like,
convinced.
Oh, it's time.
Yeah.
It's time.
Oh my God.
You know, it's just so cool.
You can't get anything past these children. I mean, they're just like, so. It's just amazing. They just are, it's right there for them. For them, it's just like, oh yeah, it's obvious. They say it just so matter of fact, right? It's like, oh, you're pregnant, or there's a baby, or, you know, my sister's coming and my brother's coming. For them, it's just like, it's right there. It's just so, and it is so hard. I talk to so many parents who are like, I can't get anything past my children. Like I'm thinking something, my child will say the thing I'm thinking in the next sentence, you know? So
which is so crazy. And then timing wise, do you feel like when the soul like sends you a sign about time, like, because I have gotten three separate signs about timing where I'm just like, it feels like the soul is going to be here at this exact time of the year, and I just keep seeing it. I sent it to you last year. I sent it to you before I was even pregnant for the first time. Yes. And I was like, whoa, I just got this crazy sign. What do you think it means? And you wrote me back and you were like, I think it means the baby wants to come on that day or around that time.
Yes.
And I was like, whoa, that's so crazy.
Yeah. Well, you bring up a really good point, actually, because what I've been shown and what I've been told is that children usually have kind kind of like their preferred timing window of not only their conception date, but also then the time in which they're coming into the world. So there's kind of like this preferred sort of ideal time where it's like, this is my preferred time. I would really love to come in at this time. And I call them kind of just like timing windows, where they're sort of almost like mapping the cosmic timing and the astrological everything. And they're looking at all these influences and they're looking at our readiness. And there's so many different factors that they're considering. Like, it's so intricate. And that's one of the things I've been shown. Like, I've been shown it from kind of above, and it's like this massive, like, thing with all these little threads, and they're all kind of like intersecting and moving over top of each other. And this one's going here and this one's going here. Like, there's this really delicate, beautiful pre-incarnation, like, planning, mapping process. And so they'll usually have times that are ideal for them, that are kind of like their preferred timing windows that they'd really like to come in and have a body and this sort of thing. And then they'll have sort of almost like backups, basically, where it's sort of like, okay, I'll come in at this time. And then what's so interesting is, I'll say this as well, is like, I have known energies who have taken like a back. So let's say hypothetically, I had this client who she conceived her sons in July, her twins in July. They did an IVF transfer. And one of the things I worked with her after her twins had been born, they were born at 28 weeks. So they were like, wow, originally supposed to be like an Aries Taurus, but they ended up being this Capricorn. And so I talked to them after and I was like, what happened? Like, why did you choose to come in? And they were like, well, we needed this timing. Like, we needed to come in at this time. We needed to come in at the beginning of January. And that was just the only way it was going to work with the IVF transfer. And the transfer wasn't able to work out earlier. So they weren't able to like get in at kind of that. So they just made it happen. And they came early, super early, like 28 weeks, right? But that's the thing, is like, they'll sometimes move things around. Obviously, like, ideally, energies prefer to like be in as close to term or beyond term as possible. But sometimes if they can't make that happen, they'll come a little bit early. I had another client and friend of mine who, her daughter like super wanted to be, was like supposed to be, Libra, but then came super early and was Virgo. And, you know, so it's they move these things around. But anyway, bringing this back to you, Sarah, I feel like what I'm hearing from him is that he's got the energy that I'll see like when souls are quite close to conception again. And I feel like there does want to be this shorter window in between your most recent pregnancy loss and when he's coming back in again. And that's kind of what I feel, what he's saying, of sort of like, I'm on my way. Like, he's like in the car on the way, so to speak.
Oh my God.
So that's what I feel. But if he doesn't choose this timing window, the other month that I feel is like March to December, like March, April to December. But it feels like it's one of the, I'm getting the feeling that I get when it's like, things are happening now. That's what it feels like.
Wow.
Too.
Great. How exciting. I have a random question, cause I didn't ask you, but sorry, with my soul, did it feel feminine or did it feel masculine?
It's so interesting because
I love you. I didn't know if you tap into that or not. Yeah, so
some energies are, what I'll say is that some energies, it's very clear to me, like I said, they have a really strong feminine kind of charge, or they have a really strong masculine charge. What's interesting, I think, for what I'm feeling from you, Teresa, is that I think when you get to that moment where it's sort of like, okay, like, I'm open for business, you know, whatever, I feel that becomes more clear. I think that this energy me almost feels like, I'm not quite sure. I think it could go either way still at this point. I have zero
preference.
Yeah. You don't have a preference. Okay. Right.
No, like, I have had previously in pregnancies, like, oh, I'd really like a little boy, or oh, I'd really like a little girl. This one, I'm so like, I just don't care. Like, whatever, whoever, feminine, masculine, whatever you are. Like, woohoo.
Yeah. And I think this energy knows that. And then if there's this other energy who comes in to join with twins, I think they know that. And it's sort of just like, what's the best form that we would like to take in order to journey through, you know, through Earth? Like, what kind of form do we want to take? And it doesn't feel like it's necessarily, I don't want to say it's not been decided yet, but it's sort of almost just like, I think because they know that you're so open and there's no, like, they just feel like, okay, we can make the decision when it comes time, and we can feel really, really, really good about that when that time comes, you know?
That's so sweet. And I wanted to ask you, how did you find this as your niche? Because, you know, when you talk about mediumship, there are so many different avenues and different paths. And we spoke to one, Taylor Page, recently, who's an angel intuitive mediumship. And she was like, there are some who their thing is spirit babies. And I was like, how did this work find you?
Yeah, it's actually a really fun story. So I love that I'm getting the chance to tell it. So I started my practice and I was doing mostly, you know, traditional mediumship. And I was working with people who were looking to connect with their loved ones. And that was really a huge part of my practice. I was also doing work with people who were just interested in receiving more support on their life path and so on. And I remember the day, it was like spring. It was the spring. I think it was March, actually. It was March. I believe it was March 2018. And I sat down with this woman for a session. Her name is Ashley. And she was coming to me just because she was looking for, she said, as we were starting the session, she was like, I'm just looking for clarity. I'm just open. I was like, great. I can do that. Amazing. Like, let's see where we go with this. And so I tune in and I start seeing, like, I'm in like 3D, super color, super clear, this little girl. And she looked to be about 3 years old and I could see her hair. She had this beautiful, like, brown hair was sort of darker on the top and a little bit blonder towards the bottom. And she was wearing this sweet dress and, you know, with like a bow on it and these cute little shoes. And I was like, oh my gosh, she's beautiful. So I started describing her to this, my client. And I was like, there's this little girl and she's coming forward as somebody who's looking to connect. And do you recognize this person? And she was like, I have no idea who you're talking about. So I was like, oh no. Like, I was assuming that this was some energy that was connected to her, her family. Perhaps this was a child who passed away quite young. I wasn't sure how this connected. So I'm like, okay, let's figure this out. I went back to the energy and I said, who are you? And she said, ask my mom about her miscarriage. And I was like, okay, that was the first time I had ever had that experience in a reading before. And so I said, did you have a miscarriage? And she was like, yes, I did, about a year ago. And so then this energy was like, well, yeah, I was the soul that was connected to her miscarriage. And then she also said after that, she said, ask my mom why she's really here today. And I was like, okay, that's kind of a weird question, but I'll ask. I said, why are you really here today? And she said, well, my husband and I are trying to conceive and that's why I'm here. I wanted clarity on my conception path. And I was like, wow, okay, here we go. We're making things happen. So anyway, I started to work with this energy, the spirit. What I now knew was, I didn't have the language for it then, but what I now understand is a spirit baby, and just starting to kind of work on healing from her miscarriage. And, you know, she was curious about like her conception path moving forward, as most people are. And basically she said, I can't come back, but I have a brother and I'm sending him in, and you're going to have two boys and I'm always going to be around. Like, I'll never leave. I'm always going to be present. And 3 months later, she was pregnant. She now has her little son. She's got two boys and they're beautiful, healthy, amazing, wonderful. She's complete with having children, but we still talk now and then. And she says, like, I still feel her. She's still around. She's still like so present. So that was my very first experience with what I now know as a spirit baby energy. And from that, I swear, like every single reading from that point forward, I was like, I would be like, okay, like assuming we're going to do some mediumship or we're going to do some life path work or whatever. Every single time was a spirit baby. It was like, I would sit down.
They found me
100%. Yeah. They were like, you're doing this now. Here you go. You know, like, this is what you need to do. And wow, there would even be like times where I'm like, surely no spirit babies will come here. And I would be sitting down with a woman in her 60s or 70s. And it would be from a terminated pregnancy that she had when she was 20 years old, or a miscarriage that somebody had when they were, you know, in their early 20s, or this sort of thing. Like, just times where I was like, there's no way that this could be what this is. And so at a certain point, I just kind of was like, okay, we're doing this. Like, this is what we're doing together. You know, I was like, okay, amazing. And I just started learning. Then I started, was like, does anybody else doing this? I really had no idea about anything to do with any of this language. I was like, is this a thing? Like, how does this work? You know, personally, like at the time, I was still in my early 20s. I was like, I was not really thinking about having children yet. I was just like, cool, you know, this is so new to me. I had to learn. Like, I had to go and be like, I didn't even know what IVF was. I was like, what is IVF? How does it work? Like, I had to learn so much. And I think it was truly one of those moments, like Sarah said, like, it found me. I was like, okay, this is what we're doing now. And just since then, I mean, especially since 2019, the spirit babies have just, they have really gotten so strong, and they're just so determined to make their way here and to make their parents aware of them and to develop these relationships and this communication with their parents and with their siblings and with their family. And so it's just kind of exploded since then. And, I mean, it's just become the most beautiful part of my life. And I couldn't imagine my practice any other way. I mean, it's just the most magical thing. So that's how it all started.
How rewarding as well. Yeah. I just think you're helping people so much through this work. I remember being really, I had secondary infertility in 2015. I had a pregnancy loss. Well, it was a molar pregnancy back in 2015. And then I was so desperate to get pregnant. I was so desperate. Like I talked about it in an episode just recently, and I was trying all the things every month. I was getting really disheartened. I was living in these 2-week increments, like 2 weeks to test, 2 weeks to try again. And then I finally let go. I knew that I had a little son coming. I just knew it. I felt it. And I always knew I'd have boy, boy, girl, girl. That was just in my head. Like, that's what I'm going to have. And I let go of the fixation and the obsession and the like control surrounding the timing of my son, Forest Sage. And the month I let go, I was pregnant. I wanted to ask you, is there sometimes that we can get in our own way when we start trying to control the outcomes? Or is it just like, we'll do what we'll do and the baby will come in with its own divine timing?
Yeah, a beautiful question. I think that is such a relevant question for so many people, because I think so many, I talk to so many people who are trying to conceive or calling in a baby, and you know, it's like the strips and the tracking and exactly like you said, like 2 week increments and living in this kind of like constant 2 week wait, like, is it, is it not, can I go in the sauna, can I have a glass of, you know, what can I do?
Yes.
And it's a big thing. And I think that so many people that I talk to, you know, feel are putting so much pressure on their bodies of sort of like, hey body, like, you know how to do this and you can do this. And then I think when cycle after cycle, it's sort of like, okay, it's not working. It's sort of like, okay, is there something wrong with me? Is my body broken? Am I broken? And then unfortunately this is being, you know, kind of reinforced by different professionals that these people are going to. You know, I was working with somebody the other day who she had been told, like, you have ovarian reserve of a 55-year-old woman and you'll never get pregnant. Oh, you know, gosh. Like that. It's hard stop. And she was only in her early 30s. And I mean, then she's taking this on as an identity, right? She's believing this about herself. She's believing that her body is like not able to do this. It'll never be able to do this. And then 3 months after she's told this by these medical professionals, she's able to get pregnant. It's, you know, after she had done some work around sort of like, that's not true, or that's not true for my system. So I think it's a great question. I think that we can, I don't think that we can necessarily block it from happening. I think that I don't believe that that's true. I think that sometimes what happens is that we have to, within certain cycles or within certain periods of time, we're kind of going through this, anybody who's been through that knows that there's kind of like this initiation, and you go through it and it's like you're taken down and you're feeling really low, but then you come back out of it again. And it's kind of like this constant death and rebirth cycle, which I think that many women who cycle, it's sort of like, that's what it is. You know, we start the month, we start our cycle, and it's kind of like, okay, I'm bleeding, and now I'm moving up to ovulation, and now ovulation has come. It's like this cyclical death, rebirth cycle, right? And so I think that it more comes down to babies being kind of like, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And I'm working with you to support you in getting kind of the lessons or the learning or the healing that it is that you need month to month, timeline to timeline, you know, year to year, whatever it is. So, I think that, yeah, I would say that, cause that's the other thing too, right? You do hear about people like you, Teresa, who it's like, okay, we sort of like have this surrender moment and then mm-hmm. everything happens, you know, we're able to get pregnant and this sort of thing. And I think what that is actually just more like the energy was always there, kind of like waiting to come in. And we just kind of like open up and we're sort of like, okay, I am ready. Because I think so much too, like what I find is that we'll be like, I'm ready. And I'm super, super ready. But then it's sort of almost like subconsciously, sometimes we can be like, but am I, or is there still something that maybe like I need to see, I need to do, I need to look mm-hmm. at? And so I think when we have this like real true surrender and then baby comes in right after that, I think that's just us kind of being like, there's this full integration of all of ourselves. Like I am completely ready to receive this soul. And then that soul is like, okay, here I am, you know, I'm recording for duty. So, there's so much to it. And I think it's so different for each person, but that's what I would say. I hope that answers your question.
Oh, that is just beautiful. Thank you. I'm sure that feels very healing for people because I know how anxiety ridden the trying to conceive journey can be. Yeah. And it can be really disheartening. So thank you. That's so comforting.
Absolutely.
I had a friend of mine who has written me multiple times because she's worked with you. I think she's maybe one of your clients, but she also did your super conscious conception event.
Yes.
And she had such an intense experience with a pregnancy loss. And talking to you and doing your event like brought her so much comfort, and she's getting these amazing signs because she like found out through you like this sign that her baby was going to be sending her. And you know what's so crazy? I was a carrier of one of the signs. Like I woke up one morning, went to my closet. I was heading to this area where she was, like where I always see her. But having nothing to do with like thinking about her, I went into my closet and I was like pulling. I was like, gosh, it's going to be cold today. And I grabbed this jacket that I was like, oh, I haven't worn this in a while. And I put it on and it was covered in butterflies. And one of my best friends gave it to me as a gift. And I was like, oh, this makes me so happy today. Like, I'm just going to wear this today. And it was like underneath another coat. And I was sort of like looking for it. Anyway, I go out, I see this friend. And then later she writes me this message to tell me like, you don't understand, like wow. Seeing you was so crazy today because I had just found out that my sign was butterflies and from my baby. And then you show up and I was like, you know, what's weird. I had this weird moment, like looking for this jacket. And then I saw it and it like instantly made me feel so much joy. And I was like, and I remembered standing in my closet going like, wow, this feels so good. Like it was just so bizarre. Oh, and so anyway, it was just like such an interesting thing that happened. And she was like, I found her because of you, because of, you know, Dr. Nathan Riley, like, you know, she was like through him and your book and like everything. And so she was just like, it was so weird that you like showed up and you were wearing the sign, my baby sign all over you. And anyway, I just thought that was so cool. And would love for you to talk about your super conscious conception event and how people can connect with you, because I think after they hear this podcast, they're going to be like running to find you.
It's so true.
So please let us know how they can find you and just how it is that you do connect with people.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course. And I'll just say before that, I mean, the signs are so amazing. They're so clever. That's what I always say. Like these energies are so clever. They're so smart. They're so intelligent. And like, they just know how to move all the pieces around to get the things in front of us that need to be in front of us. It's even just with the red thread, you know, sign that you were saying, I mean, they're so clever, they're so smart, and they can work through people who are open, like both of you, you know, they can work through beautiful, open, intuitive people like each of you to support other people. And I think you both are really doing that with your podcast. I really stand by what I said. I think what you're doing here is so incredible. And I feel it, you know, I feel it, like they're saying it, but I feel it. I feel how special what it is that you're doing here. So anyway, I digress. That's amazing. I love this story. And as far as me, so yeah, I do super conscious conception events every few months. I actually have to get another one on the calendar. I don't have one on the calendar yet, but I think it will probably be this spring. So probably sometime in March 2024. So I'll be announcing that. But I do these events and they're really created to, and I really created them because I wanted there to be a space for people who were calling in a baby, who were looking to consciously conceive and have this experience and to be in community. I think community and connection is so important, and to be in a room with a bunch of other people from all over the planet who are in the same phase. And what's so incredible and what I've found doing these events, and part of what we do is we're encouraging, you know, the connection and communication. I've had people come to these events and be like, I have never been able to connect with my spirit baby before. It just felt so hard for me. And I had the most like wild experience having this deep and beautiful connection that I could hear them and I could see like their, you know, I could see every feature on them. And so I just think, I don't know what it is that's happening at these. I just kind of create the space and people show up and magical things happen. But, but it, anyway, and what's so amazing is that I'll have people come to these events who they get what they need. So, you know, some people get this kind of like really deep cathartic healing around a past loss or a stillbirth, and some people get pregnant like right after the events. I've seen that so many times. So I don't know. It's just this little like vortex that, people come into, and it's always different. Like I'm either doing a meditation or I'm channeling or I'm talking to the group energy field of spirit babies and seeing what happens. So that's those. And I also wrote a book in 2023 and published it in 2023, just around all things to do with this topic. It's called A Cosmic Bond, Communicating with Your Spirit Babies from Preconception to Birth. And it's sort of just an exploration. Like it's an exploration of the soul and how we choose a body and choosing our parents and how that's, how all of these decisions are made and what that looks like for them. And conception and pregnancy, and we talk about birth, and then I also just talk about in the book, like, because this is something that's been, that's taken up a lot of my attention in the last few years. It's just, I really believe that the energies of these children who are here now, you know, especially energies who are like, you know, born from, I really believe it's like 2012, there was a huge shift and all of these magical, magical energies coming in. And before then, of course, and we're all a part of that as well. There's kind of these different waves of energies who have been coming to join the planet. And I just love to talk about like the characteristics of those energies. And so I've come up sort of these terms to describe them. And a lot of people have been like reading these descriptions, like, that's my child. Like that is exactly how they are. Uh-huh. And, so it's just been, it's been a really beautiful couple of years of expanding this work. And, so many people, I mean, I'm hearing from like hundreds of people every day sending me their signs and their dreams and their communication experiences. And it just feels so present right now. It just feels so important for us to know that we can have this connection with these energies and we can build this relationship before they're here, and that that actually supports us in our conception process. And anyway, so that's me, that's the book and the events, and you can find me pretty much everywhere, Emily the Medium. That's where I hang out.
I googled Emily the Medium and found your website and saw your Instagram, so it's Emily great that it's medium. So accessible. Because I wanted to make sure that our listeners would know. And it's so all of that is just, it's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing with us and for connecting with our spirit babies. And
that's amazing. We so appreciate it.
From our listeners and everything. And this has just been like, it's definitely been a thing where I've been feeling the energy of like, we have to get Emily on. We have to get Emily on because of just like the calling out for it. So we're so, so grateful that you're here with us today. And thank you.
Thank you so much, Emily.
It was such a pleasure.
You have such a beautiful spirit. Thank you for everything. You really do.
Thank you. So, I mean, such a joy, such a pleasure. Thank you both for having me here. This is really such a amazing space. And I know we're virtual, but it doesn't feel like it. Like it really feels like we're sitting around a round table having a discussion. Yeah. And I think that's what you both do so well. And that's felt, like it's really felt in how you're both showing up here. So thanks for inviting me to your beautiful space. I loved it so much.
Thank you so much.
We so appreciate it. Thank you. You guys have been listening to The Mother Days. You can find us on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Bye, Daisies.
Bye, Daisies. Bye.